Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about why it is necessary to avoid harming people. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to congratulate our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious and happy occasion, because as you know, today marks the anniversary of the birthday of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to the Shiite narration, which is, in our opinion, the stronger of the narrations regarding the date of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also marks the culmination of the week of unity between the various sects within Islam. To mark this happy event, we would like to, first of all, recite a tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is kind of tied up with the week that we're in, the week of unity. We can all learn a great lesson from this hadith, which you know, is about, as you know, why we should avoid harming people. And this goes for harming, other Muslims who belong to other sects as well. The Holy Prophet Muhammad has been narrated as having said, "Abstain from harming others, for this is your charity towards yourself." Meaning if you abstain from harming other people, and you don't harm other people, you don't hurt other people, this is in fact an act of charity towards yourself. It's possible for you to ask, how can this be an act of charity towards ourselves if we don't harm others? And fortunately, there's another hadith which has been transmitted from the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is actually an explanation of this hadith, and it explains for us and elucidates why abstaining from harming other people is an act of charity towards oneself. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: "A man who keeps his hand from harming other people is keeping one hand from harming them, whilst they would keep many hands from harming him as a result." In other words, if you'd be nice to people, you don't harm other people, you don't hurt them, this could, obviously, both physically and also, psychologically and spiritually and in every way, those people, as a result, as a reaction to this, to your niceness and kindness, they will also be kind to you, and they will not harm you or hurt you in any of those ways. So in fact, you are actually protecting yourself from, the harm that could accrue and the hurt that could accrue from them by being nice to them and by being kind to them. And ironically, this is not only true for other human beings. We can extend this to everything in the universe as well. Living and inanimate beings and inanimate beings. That's why we have one hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he said, "By Allah, the righteous have one indeed. Do you know who they are? They are the ones who do not even harm small ants." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at avoiding harming people in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.